It's bothered you for weeks.
It's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Curd on Star 102.5.
So we chatted with our listener, Alyssa, for a few minutes as she asked us to try and track down Derek, help her find out what's going on and what happened. So we have got him on the phone. Time to get his side of things. So is this Derek? How you doing, Derek?
Yeah, I'm good, guys. What can I do for you?
Well, we're calling on behalf of Alyssa this morning. Of course, you remember her, right? It wasn't that long ago. You guys went out and
I remember Alyssa.
Okay. Well, she's thinking that she would have heard from you by now. So did you have a good time on your date? She thought you guys did.
You know, I did want to call her back. You know, the issue was that I had moved into a new apartment. And I figured I would call her once I was done. You know, like right now I'm kind of just living in an empty space. I mean, I don't even have a couch right now, brother.
Okay. Oh. Mm. So you're moving.
I'm in the processes of a big move.
Okay. But why not just send her a text back and be like, hey, I had a great time too. I'd love to see you again, but I'm moving.
You know, I mean, like, I saw her text, and I meant to get back to it, but it sort of kind of got lost in the shuffle of everything. I mean, you know how moving is. You know, when you're packing up all of your stuff in your life, and, you know, I kind of just got lost in everything.
Yeah, but I understand packing and moving is crazy, but I also understand and remember dating, and when you meet someone you really like or you had great chemistry with, it tends to rise above everything else. So, I mean, maybe you could have just told her. And then, you know, maybe she could have helped you.
Yeah, no, I mean, in hindsight, that was probably a good idea. But alas, that's not what I ended up doing.
Okay. All right. Well, of course, Alyssa is listening in. She wanted us to track you down, Alyssa. So Derek says he's been moving. He's had a busy week. Meant to call you back. Well, you heard what he said. So what's your reaction?
I mean, just don't, like, leave me hanging like that. It's really messed up. Like, I had no idea what to expect.
I mean, I admit that was my mistake.
And you're right, I totally wouldn't have helped you pack. Moving is such a pain in the butt.
I love that.
Well, just... you know what, let's call it even then. But hey, if you'd like to come furniture shopping with me, because, like, that's literally the only thing I have money for right now.
Wow, you really know how to treat a girl, but... I do like decorating apartments. That's fun. So I'll come do that with you.
Oh, my God. Target run.
Well, that was easier than I thought it was going
to
be.
Do you know how much work I had to put in to get a girl to come back to my apartment? And all you, hey, want to decorate it?
That's all you had to say.
That's all you have to say.
I know. He's not even buying dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well,
of course, if we would have done that, it would have been, okay, we're done decorating. Goodbye.
Thanks for your help.
Okay, well, Alyssa, it sounds like you're going furniture shopping. Derek,
I love shopping for furniture.
Okay, good. Right. I'm glad we got you two back together, and you guys can take it from here. To me, you already sound half married, so. Good luck to both of you, okay? Take care. Thanks for being
on the show.
Thank you.
Don't save the drama for your mama. Share it with us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened on Star 102.5?